This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Magazine. Now, my first guest, he's one of our regulars. He's just actually come off. Did you know that the Grand Prix was on today? I was running around Albert Park Lake today because Stephen A. Russell won today the Grand Prix. He was on Yola and he's taking his way from sipping champagne out of boots and squirting it all over everyone. And here he is now, Stephen A. Russell. Hello.
Yeah, let's just go with I won. I mean, that's not exactly the placing that I had, but we'll go with that, David. I was having lots of fun on the go-karts this morning.
Go-karts? you told me it was Formula One.
No,
you didn't tell me it was Formula One. I'm just teasing you. Lovely to speak to you, Stephen.
Always a pleasure to be here, and it's great to start off this afternoon with a big Australian hit, David. If people were aware of Jane Harper's book, The Dry, which is a kind of, you know, Australian parched town thriller, we've now got the big screen edition from Balibo director Robert Connolly, and it casts Chopper star Eric Bana in the lead role of financial investigator Aaron Paul.
Now, isn't he looking great? I haven't seen the film, but just the promo shots I reckon he's lost some weight. He's looking more handsome than he ever was.
He's just getting better, like a fine wine, David. He's getting better with age. And, look, he's great in this as well. You know, it's one of those kind of surly detective roles that he doesn't say a lot.
But, okay.
You know, he's really got this, real kind of presence on screen that you cannot deny. And basically the gist of it is that he lives in Melbourne. He hasn't gone back to his little hometown in the country for such a long time. And one of his high school mates, unfortunately, murders most of his family and himself, and that kind of brings him back for the funeral.
Okay.
And so he's technically not on duty, David, but, you know, being a cop, after all, he kind of gets drawn trying to figure out whether or not his friend really is the murderer. And, look, he really is. He looks fantastic. If people love the Star Wars films, Genevieve O'Reilly, another local actor, she plays this kind of estranged high school mate who he kind of falls back in with. And look, there's so much going on. I really enjoyed it. It's got a really menacing, kind of mysterious tone. The only thing I would say, David, the only drawback is, if you've read the book, you know, it's one of those things where everyone in the town has a secret. And if you're going to do that in a two-hour film, you're not necessarily going to get to flesh out all of those characters.
Yeah.
It's a bit snappy.
Yep.
Like, it probably could have been like one of those, Mystery Road ABC four-part series or something.
Uh-huh.
But I loved it. It's done gangbusters at the box office, David.
Yeah, which is so nice to see an Australian film doing well over summer.
It really is. I mean, I think in its first week it took $3.5 million, which is kind of unheard of.
Wow.
You know, for a long time, locally, anyway.
Yeah. And, Stephen, is it true that his wife, said to him, she'd read the book and said to him, I reckon you should look at, doing something with this, and nudged him a few times to, started following through with it?
Oh, and you know what? I didn't know that, but I can tell you that it was actually Reese Witherspoon's production company that jumped on the rights for the book.
Right.
She read it and just knew that it was going to be cracking. And really nice to see that despite that, they kept an Australian story filmed here, you know, even though it has kind of American backing as well.
Yeah, well, which makes it even better. Because, he's a Hollywood star anyway, isn't he? And, proven record these days. That means it's going to get screened around the world.
Well, look, here's hoping once America gets its act in gear that, you know, it can do well over there as well. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that one, David.
Yeah, fantastic.
And there's another Australian story opening this week coming. So on Thursday, Penguin Bloom.
Oh, now, yes, yes. And again, another book.
Yes. So this one is a true story. You know, yep. a nurse, Sam Bloom, she was on holiday, I think, in Thailand, had a terrible fall, you know, had to airlifted back home to the northern beaches of Sydney, where she had to spend years recovering in a wheelchair. And the cute, true story that happened was that while she was recuperating, her son found an injured magpie who he brought into the house, and they dubbed him Penguin. And so at the same time as she's physically recovering, so is this magpie, and they kind of bond together. Look, it's a really cute story. It's directed by Glendon Ivan. He's done a lot of cracking television shows like Seven Types of Ambiguity and recently The Cry on the ABC. It's got The Walking Dead star Andrew Lincoln as her husband. Jackie Weaver shows up as her mum.
Jackie Weaver's in everything.
She really is. I think there's a law in Australian film that you have to actually have Jackie Weaver in it or you can make a film. So look, this is really gorgeous as well. So I'm giving that 3.5 Penguin.
Fantastic.
On Thursday.
Brilliant.
Now, David, we spoke about this last year when it was in the British Film Festival, but it's now out in cinemas. Ammonite. Now, this is a beautiful lesbian romance that stars Titanic's Kate Winslet and Lady Bird star Saoirse Ronan.
Ah, yes.
And Kate Winslet plays this true life, again, true story, paleontologist Mary Anning back in the Victorian era when she didn't really get the credit for all of the incredible advances she made in discovering fossils and finding dinosaurs. And Saoirse Ronan plays this more upper class lady who kind of gets saddled with Kate Winslet's character as the kind of work experience person. They end up. So there's no proof in history that they had a relationship. However, there's no reason why they didn't. So writer-director Frances Lee, who did the beautiful country, British romance, God's Own Country, he infers a lesbian relationship. And look, it's really lush. Fabulous Fiona Shaw from Killing Eve shows up as one of the exes. You've also got a couple of the actors from God's Own Country. If you want a bit of a, like, emotional heave-ho, this is the one, David. I'm giving it 4.5.
Whoa, that's huge. And I have seen some reviews. And those two actors, you know, like, well, one up and coming and one now becoming a legend.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, that's good that it's that good, Stephen. Hey, Stephen, I'm just going to put you on hold for 1 minute. I've got a couple of important announcements and we'll be coming back with Stephen A. Russell with more reviews. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is brought to you with the support of our listener, business and organisation members. Minds Aftercare, offering suicide and mental health support for the Rainbow community and their allies, is a proud Joy member. For more info, visit mindaustralia.org.au. Joy thanks Minds Aftercare for their support.
The Victorian Government is providing free kinder in 2021 to give our kids the best start in life. Free kinder will save families around $2,000 per child and make it easier for parents and carers to return to work as we recover from the pandemic. Get ready for free kinder in 2021 and don't miss out. Speak to your local participating kinder or long daycare service or find out more at education.vic.gov.au/freekinder. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Joy sponsor.
And you're on Sunday Arts Magazine and still on the line, we've got Stephen A. Russell. I'm so pleased that that's going to be such a good film to see. Do you know what? When I first saw the shorts of it, it reminded me a bit of Piano.
Yeah, look, it's got that lush, you know, by the sea, in the British seaside, stormy kind of weather. It does have that kind of visual look, and it's really engrossing as well. So definitely go see Ammonite.
Yep.
We've got another Australian connection, David, because the mega best-selling pop star Sia has also made her directorial debut.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Music.
Yes. So it's called Music, and it brings back almost famous star Kate Hudson, who we haven't seen on the screen for a long while.
Yeah.
And she plays Zoo, who is this hot mess, kind of recovering alcoholic and still a drug dealer. And when her, basically her half-sister is on the autism spectrum, she's called Music, played by Maddie Ziegler. And when their grandmother, who was looking after her, dies, basically Kate Hudson's character has to kind of take on the reins. So it's got a bit of a vibe of like Rain Man, you know, with the oh, kind okay. of bad sibling tries to look after the autistic one.
Yep.
The performances are the best bit about the film, that's what I would say. Hamilton star Leslie Odom Jr. also is in it as one of the helpful neighbours. Where I find it really intense is that they keep to kind of try and suggest what Music's life is like with her overstimulation. They have all these constant kind of music video breakouts that are full of flashing lights and, you know, multicoloured sets and crazy dancing. And David, I find it a bit confronting because if you're kind of trying to make a film about people who, you know, kind of have to deal with overstimulation, then I'm not really sure this film is particularly inclusive of that community if it then bombards you with these constant, like, wacky moments. And the thing is, David, for someone who's written not only amazing pop songs for herself, but for a million other pop stars, the songs are rubbish. They're really forgettable. I was so disappointed with this one. I can only give it 2 stars, David.
Okay. Well, that, good on her for, you know, like, taking the plunge and, well, look, you know, going into film.
Exactly. We'll give her 1/2 star for extra effort. Okay, 2.5.
Okay.
Now, do we have time for one more?
Sure. No, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to do one last one really quickly for you, David, because I think you might like this one. Again, it's out on Thursday. It's called Dawn Raid. Now, this is a Kiwi documentary about the rise and fall and possibly rise again of an R&B label in New Zealand.
Right.
I think it's the south side of Auckland.
Right.
And I'd never heard of Dawn Raid, but I'd never heard of them. But they had a real moment in America where they became this huge, you know, alternative R&B and hip-hop label that kind of was getting, you know, attracting major stars.
Okay.
And look, you know the Kiwis, David. It's got such a dry sense of humour.
Right.
It's just such a joy to watch these two young boys who had no idea what they were doing kind of stumble upwards. And honestly, I chuckled so much watching this.
Oh, good.
Dawn Raid, 3.5 stars.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's good that there's something like that. And again, yeah, like I had no idea, but I wouldn't know about that style of music anyway these
not
days.
Not my area of expertise.
Yeah.
Either, David, but, you know, you don't need to know anything. I went in and I had a real good time.
Right. And what's it called again?
Dawn Raid.
Dawn. And is that the name of the label as well, is it?
It is as well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's real good fun.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Stephen A. Russell, always a pleasure to talk to you. And like you said, you were bouncing off walls after your go-kart experience this morning. So have a fun afternoon.
Fantastic. Thank you, David.
Okay, see ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.